Coming into tonight's game, such a huge game for you, knowing Bakersfield's a red hot team, especially. What was the mindset coming into tonight's game?
Be ready. I think the last three games on that trip, we kind of had a little bit of slow starts every night, and we just kind of dipped our toe in the water and didn't really get that really good start that we needed. And the message was really from this morning that if we didn't have a good start, we were probably going to get pounded tonight by them. So, I mean, a little bit of fear, I think, got us going tonight, and we just want to make sure we're ready to go. We know they're a good team. They beat us twice last time we were out there, and you know, we had to be ready.
Now, they obviously pepper a lot of shots at the net. Is that kind of something that you're aware of and you kind of game plan for?
Yeah, for sure. We knew there was going to be getting a lot of rubber at the net, and I think our D did a good job boxing out, and Birdie saw a lot of pucks, and when he's going to see him, he's going to stop him. So I thought we did a good job of that, and I think just not getting flustered by, you know, looking at the shot clock. I think I looked up there one point in the first, and they were all shooting us like 7-2 or something in the first 5 minutes, and, you know, that could easily get, you know, you're a little bit flustered and get out of whack a bit, but I think we did a good job just sticking to the game plan, and I thought we got better as the game went on.
And speaking of sticking to the game plan, when you see the team get rewarded 1-0 on the Griffith power play goal, is that just obviously stick with what you guys are doing because obviously something's having success?
Yeah, I think you know, I think there's some good net front traffic there. You know, that's key to it, I think, most times, especially this time of the year. You need a guy in front screening the goalie, and you know, Griff made a smart play putting it there, and I think you know, those guys have done a good job for us, you know, keeping us you know, you gotta score in the power play in this league, and they've done a good job lately, and if they're not getting the goal, at least they're getting us some momentum, and you know, we just gotta keep working on it and keep putting the puck in the net.
And then obviously in the second period, to keep that momentum going, you do get another power play with Logan Shaw this time. So just what kind of does that for the team, the lift it provides?
Well, I think it rewards the guys who are working. You know, I think some of the third, fourth line guys are just putting the pucks in and going to work, and we get a power play and the guys cash in on it. I think that's big for everybody. You know, you get rewarded for doing your job, and, you know, the power play boys get their little cookie on the power play too. So, you know, I think it was good. But more importantly, I thought it was big, you know, big time guys stepping up for us tonight, and we needed it. And
speaking of stepping up, but what did you think of the PK? Pretty effective tonight.
Gerard did a great job. A couple times I thought maybe he was out there too long. I was really a little worried about him, but I guess he's in better shape than me. But you know, I thought he did a great job. Or D did a good job. We were prepared before the game. We knew what they were going to do, and you know, I think that's half the battle. But you know, it's about competing out there and, you know, getting guys out of Birdie's way and letting them see the puck. And, you know, those guys did a great job tonight in the kill.
As a PK guy yourself, what does it mean when you're sitting in the penalty box? How much does that hurt?
It's tough. I mean, I've been there before where it's costing me, and I've been there taking stupider penalties than that. This cost me, and it's just you know, it never feels good in there. Yeah, I think you're counting the seconds down, and like I said to the boys after the game, thanks for having my back, and you know, that's what good teams do.
Then they make it a 2-1 game. You guys still manage to push, and then Mason Appleton gets you guys that insurance goal. Just how big is this win? You know, I know you still have a long ways to go, but considering where you were to where you are now, how big was that?
Oh, I think confidence. You know, we just beat the best team in the league. I mean, should give us some confidence for tomorrow, and you know, it's just one game. We got to keep going. I think it's a little bit of a tough thing as a young team sometimes, get a little ahead of yourself when you play well, but we gotta get back to the grindstone tomorrow and get back at her.
When you have chemistry going with guys like you, yourself, McLeese, and Fijas lately, and then you get moved off the line, there's a little bit of worry there, but it seemed like Christian Reichel stepped in and made himself a target tonight and impacted the game.
Well, I think, you know, I talked to those guys before the game and just said, you know, keep her going. I think they've been, you know, everyone's been talking about me and me getting the goals and stuff, but those two guys have been driving the horse, and, you know, I think they did it again tonight. They had some big shifts in the second period. They got some good plays for us, and, you know, I thought Kirby came in and brought some jam and, you know, kind of taking on their big guy a little bit there. We don't like that, but, you know, we'll take it, and I think every time we get guys coming in that can contribute, that's big for us.
How much value is there in injecting some emotion into the game, whether it be a big hit or a goal or something like that, especially tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough playing 76 games a year. I mean, you can get pretty stale sometimes, and you know, it's the same old story. You gotta have guys drag the guys into the battle, and you know, I thought we did a good job tonight coming out and playing some jam and, you know, being physical, and you know, that's what we gotta do to win.